So we just finished a long series on Jesus telling us to eat bread and wine, or body and blood. And then we have today's lesson, and he's like, don't worry about eating. Right? I don't know what the lectionary folks were thinking, but here we have an example of Jesus continuing to teach the disciples about what it means to be his followers. And I think he sets out this example because I think that people were kind of distracted by rules a little bit. And so he says, it's not about just merely eating. It's not about merely eating. And so there's another piece that goes along with this, and that's the transformation of your heart. And so today, when we read our lessons together, we learn that it's not about just eating here at this table. It's about the transformation of our hearts and our lives that happens because of this meal. So if you rewind and look at the long scope of Christian history, and you go all the way back to the Reformation, the time of Martin Luther, believers really thought that it was merely just doing the meal. Doing the meal would lead to our salvation in a right community. And Luther comes along and he says, no, it's something different than that. It's about truly understanding the words of eternal life, of understanding the gospel, of being evangelized. Now, for Luther, the word for gospel was not a noun, a book. It was more like a verb, to be doers of the gospel. And we know that, right? Church for us is not so much sitting in this building as much as it is about being a people on a mission for God, right? Our tagline is God's work with our hands. We know what it's like to be out and being doers of the word, not merely hearers of the word, not merely receivers of this meal. And I know that sometimes in Lutheran circles, I get in a lot of trouble with Lutheran Orthodox purists who say, you know, it's about receiving. It's about receiving the goodness of God. It's not about what we do. But maybe it is. Maybe it is. Maybe it is about how we respond to the goodness that God has given us in our life. Because the truth is you have been saved, washed clean in the waters of baptism, and there is nothing that you can do to earn that. But because of that freedom, we are then free to go into the world helping all kinds of folks in need. And as I look at the world this week, we know that there is a lot in need. I keep watching these planes of refugees fleeing Afghanistan. I continue to see images from Haiti. And as the Gulf Coast prepares for another powerful hurricane, we know that there is work to be done in this world, that God needs our hands and our gifts to be the doers of the words of eternal life. And we know this, St. Mark's. You know this all so well. Because we know what it's like when we're out in the world helping others. That joy that gets us deep down in our bones because we know that we are being doers of the word. The trouble is, the church has had in recent history a time when they weren't doers of the word. There's a whole generation that we call the nuns and the duns who have seen the church and its institutions and said, no thank you. No thank you to church like that, with rules and policies and procedures and etiquette and fighting over the color of the carpet. We have a generation of believers who said, I don't want to do that. But if you want me to make a difference in the world, if you want me to engage in the mission that God would have for us, well, yes, I want to be part of that church. We see our young people leading the charge to say, yes, it's about making the world a better place for my neighbors. It's about being doers of the word, not receivers of the word. I don't think that generation is lost, but I think it means that the church needs to be more than just this building. Instead of saying we go to church, we need to understand that we are the church. And maybe this year has taught us that, as we spent a whole year outside of this building being the church. The church wasn't closed, it was deployed to be doers of the word in a world in need. So yes, we understand what it means to be the doers of the word who respond to the goodness of God in our life by being agents of God's reconciliation and love in the world. Because it's what comes out of the heart that makes you a disciple. And there's been a whole lot of disciples whose hearts have not been as pure. And there's a whole lot of hate that has been said in the name of Christianity, which maybe means that us disciples, the proclaimers of the good news of God's grace and acceptance and mercy, need to be a little bit louder these days and proclaim that truth of God's reconciling and redeeming love for all people in all kinds of places, so that others might come to know the disciples who are doers of the word, not just receivers of the word. So as we look at this year and the places in this world that need our proclamation, may we see our giftedness, our unique calling to be doers of the word, because that's what it means to be a Christian. One day I'll write the book, Everything I Needed to Know About Being a Christian I Learned in Cherub Choir. But there's a song, they'll know we're Christians by our love. You know this. You know this truth about what it means to be doers of the word because it's about God's love for us and our love for others. Amen.